Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Remembrance Day, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 27 year A. Our readings today: Amos chapter 5 verses 18 to 24, Psalm 70, Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 to 18, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. Therefore, we rejoice in hope, because His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we prefer to come to worship you with words we know and love, and with songs that make us feel comfortable. But you are the God who makes all things new. You are the one who speaks in words and ways that we can understand. We bring on new songs, not those whose words appear on the written page, but the words of the new songs written by your grace on hearts and lives made new by your Holy Spirit. May all we say and do and offer bring glory to your name, and a sound that flows from hearts being renewed by your love. Amen. We have the hymn, All My Hope on God is Founded.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for Remembrance Day, followed by the collect for Proper 27, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. On this Remembrance Day, we come, O Lord, in gratitude for all who have died that we may live, for all who endured pain that we might know joy, for all who suffer imprisonment that we might know freedom. Turn our deep feelings into determination, and our determination into deed, that as men and women died for peace, we may live for peace, for the sake of the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Here is the Bridegroom. Here is the Bridegroom. One of the sayings that all of us must have heard during our school days is, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. This was said to us to emphasize the importance of preparation. If you wish to succeed in your examination, it is essential that you prepare and prepare well. If you don't prepare to pass, then you are preparing to fail. In any case, preparation is taking place. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, the disciples are questioning Jesus about the end of time. They ask, tell us when this will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. Matthew 24, verse 3. Jesus does not want his disciples to be fooled by those who do not know, but only want to deceive others. He does not want his disciples to be caught up in misguided, uninformed speculation about his coming again at the end of the age. He admits that there will be signs which will indicate that the end is near, but he assures them, but about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Matthew 24, verse 36. One thing is certain, the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Matthew 24, verse 44b. What therefore should the disciple of Christ do? Therefore, Jesus says, you must be ready. Matthew 24, verse 44a. We must be ready for Jesus will come again at the end of the age at an unexpected hour. Paul, in our epistle today from 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18, in his desire to have the Christians in Thessalonica informed points out to them that God, who raised Jesus from the dead, is able to raise those who believe in Christ from the dead at his second coming. In fact, Paul points out that the dead in Christ shall rise first. In our gospel from Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13, Jesus, in the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, emphasizes the importance of being prepared. In the days of Jesus, there were three stages to a Jewish wedding. The first was the engagement, a formal agreement made by the fathers. The second stage was the betrothal, a ceremony where mutual promises were made. The third stage being the marriage. This took place approximately 1 year later, when the bridegroom came at an unexpected time for his bride. When the bridegroom came, the bridesmaids who were attending the bride went out to meet him with lamps lit to bring him and his companions to the house where the bride was awaiting him. In the parable, Jesus says that 10 bridesmaids with their lamps were awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom. 5 of them, thinking ahead and taking their task seriously, not knowing when the bridegroom will arrive, wisely took along flasks with additional oil. The bridegroom is delayed, and while they're waiting, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Matthew 25, verse 6. All the bridesmaids got up to prepare their lamps. At that point, their lamps were about to go out. It was then that the 5 foolish bridesmaids gave any thought to oil. They were unprepared. They asked the wise bridesmaids to share some of their oil with them, but they refused, pointing out that they did not have enough to go around. The foolish go off to buy oil, while the wise escort the bridegroom in and the wedding banquet began. By the time the 5 foolish bridesmaids returned, the door was shut and they were refused entry. Jesus, in his parable, emphasizes the need to be prepared for the end of the age. We have no idea when that will take place. Our task is not to look for signs and speculate when this important event will take place. Our responsibility is to prepare ourselves. The lack of preparation of the 5 foolish bridesmaids demonstrated a complete disregard for their task and also a lack of respect for the bridegroom himself. While we have life, we are called to prepare for the coming of the bridegroom, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. How do we prepare? Where will we get the oil for our spiritual lamps? In some parts of the Bible, for example, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7, oil is used as a symbol for the Holy Spirit. Without the oil, the 5 bridesmaids were not ready for the bridegroom. Without the Holy Spirit, we will not be ready for the return of Jesus. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul reminds him that God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and love and of self-discipline. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. We are therefore encouraged to prepare for the coming of Jesus, the bridegroom, by living by the Spirit. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul implores us to live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17a. Paul identifies the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, verse 22. If we are to prepare for the coming of the bridegroom, Jesus, we must allow the Holy Spirit, God's gift to us at our baptism, to direct our lives. Let us ensure that we allow the oil of the Spirit to burn brightly in our lives. We will then be able to worship God in spirit and truth. God will not reject our worship as God did in the days of the prophet Amos. The day of the Lord will not be darkness for us, but light. God will accept our offerings, and we will enable justice to roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Amos 5:24. We will, in our preparation for Christ's coming, live a life pleasing to God, in preparation from the day when, living or dead, we will hear the cry, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Amen. We will do the intercession for Remembrance Day as we thank God for all those who gave their lives in the struggle for peace. We pray for war veterans everywhere, and we pray for an end to wars in the world. Lord of all, give us your peace. Creator God, you hold the world in its course and love everything you have made. You are the beginning and the end, the one in whom all people join as one family. Forgive our warring and the conflicts that tear us apart. Lord of all, give us your peace. God of compassion, your Son sought refuge from Herod's tyranny. Look with mercy on all who have been displaced by wars and conflict. Open our hearts to the plight of refugees and help us to welcome with hospitality the stranger in need. Lord of all, give us your peace. Sovereign God, all authority owes true allegiance to you. Guide those who lead the nations of the world in the path of peace with justice. Bless those who make peace and strengthen the bonds that unite in a commonwealth. Lord of all, give us your peace. Almighty God, whose Son gave himself for love of our love, we hold before you all who have given themselves for the protection and security of others, for acts of bravery and disciplined restraint, for acts of humanity amidst great bloodshed. Lord of all, give us your peace. Loving Lord, your Son restored to wholeness and health those who called on him in their need. Look with mercy and compassion on all who bear the scars of warfare, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We pray for those who remember because they cannot forget and are haunted in the night by what they have seen. Lord of all, give us your peace. Living Lord, Your Son triumphed over the cruelty of death on the cross for our redemption. We lay before you all who have died at the hands of violence and war. And in a moment of silence, we remember those who gave their lives in the fight for peace. Comfort all who mourn, and at the last trumpet call, bring us everyone to rise in Christ. Lord of all, give us your peace. Looking to the coming of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, we present before you our prayers for all people. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 234. O God, our help in ages past. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go and know that the Lord goes with you. Let him lead you each day into the quiet place of your heart, where he will speak with you. Know that he loves you and watches over you, that he listens to you in gentle understanding, that he is always with you. Wherever you are and however you feel, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. And we wish you a very restful holiday tomorrow as we celebrate the festival of Diwali, the festival of lights, and we pray that the light which is Christ will continue to shine in our hearts and in our homes. We end today with the hymn CPWI 433. Mine eyes have seen the glory, the battle hymn of the Republic.
Really?